They say that children learn languages the best, but that doesn't mean that adults should give up. What are the secrets to mastering a foreign language? Well, I've got Niu Honglin and Nila here. Both of you master at least one foreign language. So, any secrets, guys?
It's hard to say because I thought I am a quick learner and I thought I like languages. And when I was in Brussels, I thought I can pick up French, but all I know is messy.
Messy?
Yeah, that's all I know now.
Well, as somebody who, I think it's true that children tend to learn faster. They tend to absorb language, new language faster. But that's because they don't have to work or do anything, but just listen and learn. You know, but we adults, we're so busy, our minds are always preoccupied. Now, one of my best secrets of learning a new language is, I think a lot of people just think that it's all about going to school and immersing yourself into extensive lessons. That is not the best way to learn language because you're absorbing too much too fast and it's not going to do you any good. One of the best things I know is if you want to gain a lot more vocabulary, you have to read.
Read for the content instead of for the language.
And read. Do not read and dissect every single word. Read to understand what the context of what you're reading. Because you're supposed to understand how different words are used in different contexts. That's just one of my secrets, for example. And then if I want to understand different accents, then I tend to, for example, for me to make it easier for my ears to understand what Chinese people say to me, I sometimes just play television at home.
As a
background noise. Yeah, and I really found it really, really helpful. And of course, if you want to be fluent, you have to just practice.
There are actually theories backing you up here because when you said babies have a remarkable ability to distinguish all sounds in all languages and remember them fast, that's actually a scientific result. So maybe when we grow older, that kind of ability deteriorate a little bit. But
yeah,
what you really...
We've got too much stuff going on.
Yeah, but what you can do is to having all the different sounds play around you so that you're getting familiar with all the different elements in the language and you are able to distinguish them after a little bit of time and then learn the language and the grammar is more easy. And also the spaced repetition kind of technique is very important because, for example, if I give you having you looking at a word for 1 minute, you won't remember it. But if I flash it in front of you for 1 second every day for 60 days, I bet you remember it.
Can you do that with me with Chinese?
Yeah, I'll try.
Yeah, you can try.
I feel like my level has just refused to move above.
Or maybe you've reached a certain level and then you plateau a little bit. Because that's when the real challenge kicks in.
Yeah.
You need to practice more and to really go to the next level. And that is hard. I remember for years when I felt my skills in English sort of just stayed at one place and it just wouldn't move further. But I am a person that is not very much goal-oriented.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping my head down, doing my business, and after maybe a year's time, one day, I suddenly realized that I've improved by leaps and bounds, and I couldn't believe it, but it just happened almost... The change happened overnight, but I know it was because of all the hard work that incrementally that one puts in throughout many, many days, and I didn't make that sound exciting at all. Sorry about that. But I think sometimes you go through that process.
And also just stop being perfect. You cannot be perfect. If it's not your first language, try not to attain that perfection. You'll never get there.
Perfect is the enemy of success.
Exactly.
Something very wise there.
And also, there is another trick on our research paper that's very interesting. That is to study before bedtime. So I know some people exercise before going to bed so that they can go to sleep easier. And I think do some mental gymnastics would also be fun. Learn a new language so that when you're sleeping, that kind of knowledge can go into your long-term memory so that you learn it better.
That sounds like a perfect way to set me to ZZ land. And the gymnastics... Actually, that wakes me up a little bit right before going to bed.